AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden puts in a final night of campaigning stumping in Maryland. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
There are no specific credible threats identified at this point. The president has been briefed on the threat environment and directed that all appropriate steps be taken to ensure safe and secure voting occurs, right, in this process.
All the seats in the U.S. House are in play, as well as a third of U.S. Senate seats. Tomorrow's outcomes will have a powerful impact on the final 2 years of Biden's presidency, shaping policy on everything from government spending to military support for Ukraine. In the first national election since the violent January 6th insurrection, final days of the campaign are focused on fundamental questions about the nation's political values. Former President Donald Trump, who has built a movement around his false claims concerning the 2020 election, will campaign in Ohio. There are last-day voting issues in a key state. AP Shelley Adler has this.
Some of Pennsylvania's largest counties were among those working today to help voters fix mail-in ballots that have fatal flaws, like incorrect dates or missing signatures on the envelopes. Elections officials in Philadelphia and Allegheny, which includes Pittsburgh, were responding to state Supreme Court orders in recent days that said mail-in ballots may not be counted if they lack accurate handwritten dates on the outside of the envelopes. Ahead of a key Senate contest between Democrat John Fetterman and Republican Mehmet Oz, more than a million mail-in and absentee ballots have been sent in. I'm Shelley Adler.
A judge threw out a lawsuit that challenged voting by absentee ballot in Detroit, saying a Republican candidate for Secretary of State failed to produce any evidence of violation. Some 60,000 Detroit voters had already submitted their absentee ballots as of last Thursday. This is AP News. $1.9 billion. Tonight's Powerball jackpot. Julie Walker has this.
There's a steady stream of customers at this Brooklyn liquor store selling lottery tickets. Philip Daniels just got into town, and this is his first stop.
I flew up from Florida to visit my friend here, and I heard about this lottery thing, so I decided to buy some before I go back.
Powerball is played in 45 states, including Florida, but Daniels would rather get his ticket here.
Most of the people that win from New York.
There could be something to that. Jack Bunch says he always plays the lottery and has won smaller prizes in the past.
I won one time $36,000. That was about 10 years ago, and I didn't get it all back.
Playing
in 10 years.
A solid day on Wall Street, the Dow closing up 423 points, a 1.3% climb. S&P up nearly a percent, adding 36, while the NASDAQ tacked on 119 points. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.